I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
Did you double down on antiperspirant? You sweat a lot when you're nervous.
I went through half a speed stick.
Okay, how's your breath? I don't have a sense of smell anymore.
I gotta be honest, it smells like dog to me. But I'm sure it's minty fresh.
You know, I should just postpone this thing.
Well, why?
I'm turning tomorrow.
So?
So he's saying that you feel wolfy, right?
Okay, I don't know what feeling wolfy means. Josh, be the wolf.
Be the wolf.
Be the wolf.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we transform ourselves as we pursue being human. In this edition of our program, we are pleased to welcome Sam Huntington, one of the stars of the hit TV horror series, Being Human. Mr. Huntington has played Josh, the conflicted werewolf, for four seasons on the series, and is probably best known for his role as Jimmy Olsen in the film Superman Returns. Over the next segment, Sam Huntington will help us explore virtually every aspect of this funny and frightening series, which airs Mondays at 9 p.m. on Sci-Fi. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to get really hairy, feel free to turn as we leave our paw prints in the past to make our mark in the present. Sam, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Hey, you know, it's my pleasure.
Now, Sam, you star in Being Human, which airs Mondays at 9 p.m. on Sci-Fi. Sam, tell us about the show and your character, Josh.
The show is about a couple werewolves, a vampire and a ghost, who share an apartment in Boston. And they're kind of twists and turns through life, trying to maintain a shred of their humanity. Normal people who have basically been, afflicted with these diseases, if you will. And my character, I play one of the werewolves. I play Josh, the werewolf, and he is a tormented soul. Totally normal dude who went camping and got scratched by a werewolf, and now is living with this curse. He's having a rough time, man. He doesn't want to admit that he will never have the things that he wanted when he was a human being. So it's a really interesting character. It's a very, very cool show.
Now, speaking of having a rough time, there was quite a cliffhanger at the end of last season. Now,
without
giving away too much, what can we expect this season?
Well, at the end of last season, as people of the who watched the show would know, Josh kind of gets trapped in his werewolf form, and that's when the show wraps up for season 3, and then. So now, beginning of season 4, he is still tied to the lunar cycle, but instead of he's Josh, the human being, who turns into a werewolf once a month, it's the other way around. He's a werewolf who, on the full moon, becomes his human self again, and he's not psyched about it. He's really having a rough time. He's right on the brink. He is more tortured than ever, if you will, not knowing what to do, not knowing how to deal with it, and losing his mind a bit. So it was really fun, very difficult, very challenging to play, but ultimately I think maybe some of the best stuff happens this year.
Well, last season there was a period of time where he was human again.
Yeah, a long time
now,
he was human.
Now, do you think he was truly happy with that situation?
No, that's the thing. It's one of those things that I think is truly, I think it's the most tragic part of the show, is the fact that even at this point, even if he was to, accomplish his mission and become a human being, things are never going to be the same. It's always going to have been a part of him, and normalcy is almost taken on. When he became human, he realized that normalcy had taken on a new definition, and he wasn't happy, because the other thing is his wife was still a werewolf.
Right.
So, he attempted to cure her, but it didn't happen. And so now he's, basically living, but his entire life is still caught up in that world. So
ironically,
painful realization for Josh.
Actually, it's probably best for his marriage that they're both werewolves, because they have that in common.
Exactly. it's not working out really with one of each. You know, it was difficult for them, I think.
Now,
but no, he turned back into a werewolf. Fine. Now he's stuck as one.
Now, as an allegory, what does being human say about the choices we make and our destinies?
Well, it's funny you should ask. I mean, this season is really about destiny. I'm a firm believer in kind of things happen for a reason. I think, you know, obviously it's a very broad statement, but I kind of have to believe it, or else I'll go nuts. And I think that these people have been on this road, and this season we really kind of see what's going to happen for these guys, and the fact that they've been on this road for a reason. But at the same time, you know, it's funny, you could strip the supernatural element out of the show, and it would still exist. It would still work. You know, the ghost is just, you know, all these things are just metaphors. You know, the ghost, she's not seen, and she doesn't have a purpose. She doesn't have a reason, and the vampire is an addict, you know, who's going to have that demon his whole life, and the werewolf is a rageaholic, a guy who struggles with his aggression and his inner demons, and so you know, I mean, the whole show is just one big metaphor. It's, you know, called Being Human for a reason. It's beautiful, I think.
Well, if you strip away the supernatural aspects of the show, isn't the core of the show basically the story of friendship?
Absolutely. No question. Friendship and survival and helping each other through your issues and your problems and your afflictions.
Now, one of the amazing things about being human is that it can be very dark, but it can also be very funny at the same time.
Absolutely.
I
love that about the show. It's one of the most honest things.
Is it difficult to maintain that delicate balance?
It is, but at the same time, it is. But especially it was this year. I mean, it was very challenging for me. But at the same time, a lot of times when you're going through these heavy emotional things in life, you can't help but laugh. And I think that that's something that our writers have nailed, and it's a gift that they've given us as actors, is that you're constantly being, you know, as characters, they've laced in this beautiful objectivity, so you can. They're really like taking stock of their own situations on the show, realizing the absurdity and laughing at themselves. So, I think it's really well constructed. The other thing is it's beautifully written. So a lot of times it's easy to get to those places where you can make a joke because it just comes naturally. So yeah, I mean, you know, yes, it's difficult. It's a difficult job just in general. But you know, that's one of the fun parts, I think.
Sam, where can people find out more about yourself and Being Human online?
Well, I'm on Twitter, at Sammy Huntington. And then beyond that, I think you can go to sci-fi.com to find stuff about the show. And, you know, I update people on Twitter. And, you know, you could always, just call me on my cell phone, too. You know? Which the number is. Yeah, right.
Sam Huntington, starring in Being Human, which airs Mondays at 9 p.m. on Sci-Fi. Sam, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Hey, thank you so much.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time.